Acts 15. So they didn't have to keep the law, because they didn't have to be circumcised of the flesh. They didn't have to keep the law. That's Pat's argument. Is that right, Pat? They didn't have to keep the law because they were told that they didn't have to have salvation because of fleshly circumcision. Why was that? Because Messiah came and he gave them the spirit of the law. He said that he gave them the spirit of the law. He commanded to give them all things. I told you all things that my Father told me to tell you. All you got to do is read the John's account of who Messiah was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Elohim. That's who he was. He told, so men, because of the hardness of their hearts, they got into Babylonian, or into captivity in Egypt, because why? They wasn't keeping the Torah. So for 430 years, they were in bondage. They had forgotten. It's funny, he says, remember, and he gave it to them before Mount Sinai in Exodus 16. And you see Messiah keeping it in Genesis 2:2. He's Shabbat, and you got to follow him. But here in Acts 15, he wants to argue that they didn't keep the law. Let's read it and see what it really says. Let's start about where his emphasis was, verse 19. Therefore I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to Elohim. Your says God there. That's a actually the word God is only used one time that I know of is in Isaiah 65:11. It's translated troop, and it's a pagan deity. So you've been tricked to believe that God is the name of the Creator when it's not. It's of utmost importance. You admit it on your website. You know it's important. You can't deny it. You're going to be baptized in His name. All things you're to do, you're supposed to do in His name. But you want Him called on His name. Apart from me, you get work lawlessness. I never knew you. It started way back, a long time ago. But did it apply to these people today? Did the Torah apply to these people today? The one that was a long time ago, the one in Genesis 2:2, who kept the Sabbath, that's the topic. He's right. The topic was supposed to be on the Sabbath today. It proves who you are. It's a test commandment. Read Exodus 31 to see if you would keep His laws. It's really hard. It's against you and contrary to you for you to keep the Sabbath. I'm going to give you a day off to come and worship me. Boy, that's hard. Deuteronomy chapter 30, Moses said, these are not hard for you, they're easy. Messiah said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Follow me. You must walk. Anybody know what walk is? Same footsteps as I do. Did he keep the Sabbath? Did he keep the Sabbath? Messiah kept the Sabbath. Do you keep the Sabbath? You say you don't have to. There's not a single commandment in the New Testament that says, thou shalt keep the first day of the week. Necessary inference, Acts 20, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 16, 1-2. And they want to say that that's the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 16, 1-2. And Acts 20, verse 7, because they broke bread. They broke bread every day in Acts chapter 2. It's eating a common meal. What meal was it when they were talking about the Lord's Supper? What is that? I long to eat this Passover with you. That's the Lord's Supper. That's the one in Leviticus 23. He says, these are my days. Leviticus 23, these are the days of Yahuwah. Not the Lord. There are many Lords. There's only one Yahuwah, and He gives the Sabbath to you. And He told them here in Acts 15, Paul even makes it clear in Romans, circumcision or uncircumcision of the flesh is nothing. The spirit of the law is to be circumcised of the heart. That's the new covenant. Write the same laws upon your heart. How is it that a man that loves you and died for you, give you a day of rest to come and worship with him, and make, and he says it's a sign, it's an oath in Exodus 31. Oath, like a rainbow. I know that whatever Elohim does is forever. There is no adding to it and there is no taking away from it. Elohim does it that man should fear before him. That word do it in your translation is the same one that's in Genesis 2:2 and 2:3. When he made the heavens and the earth. That word, the translators, They're doing Satan's will. They can't, you know, they're men. We're fallible. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Maybe it was an innocent mistake. But Satan's got his hand when you change the word. Isaiah 24, 5 and 6 says that the earth will burn and our curse has consumed the earth because we've broken his Torah. Therefore, all men will burn that don't keep it. Read Isaiah 24, 5 and 6. Read it. You think that you can change the words of the Messiah and get by with it? You're wrong. And you are held accountable from this day forward for the information we've given you today. He says, forever. Whatever he does, forever. Did he make the heavens and the earth? Did he make the Sabbath? Let's see. Genesis 2 took it on the seventh day. Elohim completed his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day. He Shabbat. Hebrews 76, 73. A compound verb that means he Shabbat. And if you look in Strong's, look in your Strong's. Strong's ain't right about everything. I'm not right about everything. But Yahuwah is. In Hebrews, in the Hebrew dictionary of Strong's, he has the word Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is the name of the Tetragrammaton. It shows it, even in the Hebrew. And he says, it is Jehovah, the name of the God of Israel. That's a quote from Strong's. According to you, your Church of Christ website, Strong's destroys the name of God like the Jehovah Witnesses. When you do not follow the Sabbath that He made and blessed forever and follow Him, then you're doing the same thing with the name. It don't matter what commandment it is. That's the circumcision of the heart. It's the writing of the Torah on the heart that matters. Not of the flesh. That's what Messiah came for. He showed you how to live, and He blessed the seventh day, and He set it apart because He had rested. This is the reason that you need to. It's a commemoration of creation and Yahuwah for all time, the day that He made it. Because He rested from all this work which Elohim created and He made. These are the births of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that Yahuwah Elohim made the heavens and the earth. This is the record. It's a record for you. It was written for you. On that day, it was written for you. He declared the end from the beginning. That day. He was the creator then. You who made the Sabbath, He blessed it. Whatever He did, made for everyone, made that 25th. David says the same thing, 1 Chronicles 17, 27. I know that whatever thou hast blessed is blessed forever. David knew that. Why don't you know that? Because you don't read the Scriptures. In the light that the Scripture wants you to read it in, He wants you to believe every word that He says. Every word that comes out of His mouth is life. There is no death in His words. Yes, the priesthood changed. Why? Because Messiah came. Is circumcision still required? Yes. You have to write on your heart. Is sacrifice still required? Yes. Why? If you don't accept Messiah as a sacrifice that the Torah requires, His blood has to be shed for sin, then you're saying that Messiah is of no use to you. You're an anti-Messiah because you say that the Torah He kept is a Torah that will send you to hell. Now, this is truth. I already told you that the Sabbath, they preach that it's not even in there. It's there. There it is. It is a call verb, Q-A-L. And it means to keep the Sabbath right out of Strong's. There it is. Sabbath is in Genesis. It's a primitive root word. He rested. He kept the Sabbath. Read it. Don't preach any more lies. Tell the truth. Follow Messiah. Why be afraid of that? Why? Why would you say that 9 of the 10 commandments will come back? How can you say that? How dare you? They've been abolished because they were contrary to you and against you. It's crazy. 15, 20. What did he say? Chapter 15. He said, But right, this is verse 20, Acts 15, 20. But that we write to them to abstain from the vileness of idols, from whoring, and from what is strangled, and from blood. That's what's required. Now, what is things strangled and from blood? It's casual law. There's 135 commandments in the Torah that deal with things strangled and from blood. Now, we already know if you talk about one thing, you put it off, it's talking about the whole Torah. So, if he's talking about casual laws, he's talking about all of them, all 135. Having written by their hand, in verse 21, for from ancient generations Moshe has in every city those proclaiming him being read in the congregations every first day of the week. Every Sabbath. They're going to learn. They'll grow. It's a wall, people. You know, when you come out of your mother's womb, you're not running, driving cars, and doing brain surgery. These people had to learn. They were pagans. They were doing all they were worshiping roaches. And all other kind of things. And you want to follow these people? Touch not the unclean thing. What is the unclean thing? You think that when the sheep was let down and Kepha, old poor ignorant Kepha, he didn't know any better, Peter? Nothing unclean has ever touched my lips. He said, he's an apostle. You know why? Because he was a zealot for the law. He kept the Torah. He knew that he was supposed to eat pork and shrimp and lobster and ham. And they never touched his lips, never have a record of him eating things that were unclean. No one knew what was unclean. How did he know that? This word for, from ancient generations, Moshe has in every city those proclaiming him being read in congregations every Sabbath.
What verse is that?
Acts 15:21.
Thank you.
That's a reason. Reason. The reason we're telling these things, they'll learn. It was a test of fellowship. You know, we're supposed to cast those who are committing sin away from us. What fellowship does light have with darkness? These people were keeping the Sabbath. No doubt about it. So you understand that the word verb used in Genesis 2:23 means to cease to rest from labor. Well, that's hard. Well, it's tough. Send you to hell. You take a day off to worship me, the day I kept. I proved to you that Messiah was the Creator. Colossians 1 says the same thing. John 1 says the same thing. For Him, by Him, and through Him were all things created. Nothing that was created. He said, I am Master of the Sabbath. He's not a Lord. He's well above Lords. How dare you put His name and His days and His commandments to shame by teaching that they'll kill you and send you to hell. Who does that sound like? From the garden, these lies have been told. It's time to get rid of them. They're lies. Acts 21. They were saying that Paul was teaching this law. It's not so. Not so. 2,000 years have been preaching not so, and people can't believe it. They're so. Acts. What about Stephen? When Stephen is preaching, you know, they're supposed to be dead, contrary to you and against you. I believe it's Acts 7:39. What is 38 in? Excuse me. Yes, honey. Thank you very much. I got a great wife, y'all. I love her to death. This is he who was in the assembly in the wilderness with the messenger who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the living words to give to us, living as opposed to dead. Did they? They were supposed to be nailed to the cross, I thought. But not so. They're still alive. In Acts 7, this man was full of the Spirit and was able to prove his message by healing sick people, doing miracles. And you still won't believe it. Messiah said, if one come from the dead, you wouldn't believe him if you don't believe Moses. For they testify of me. The words of the Torah testify of him. The Old Testament. Show me where it says Old Testament anywhere in your Bible. Is it there?
Sure.
I'm mistaken. Old Testament. I don't want to see it. Let's betray you and get you. We'll kill you and send you to hell. The living oracles that was given to us from our fathers. Given to us, living oracles, not dead. They had to, you know what they had to do? Same thing they had to do with Messiah. They had to get some false witnesses to come and tell lies and say that they were teaching against the Torah. Y'all, let me tell you, if they were teaching against the Sabbath, they'd kill every one of them. Every one of them. None of them would have been alive. None of them. But you know what? We don't see an argument in here about which day of worship to keep. We don't see that argument. It'd been easy. That's what they wanted. They wanted to kill Messiah. Paul went to prison for it. He denied paying bribe money. Years he spent in prison to prove that he walked forwardly and kept the Torah. Acts 25:8. I guess he's a liar though. Let's say it don't do any good to read it. Would you believe it? Well, if you believe that he taught against the law, then you believe the lies. 2 Thessalonians 2, you're deceived. Because Acts 25:8, he says, what y'all said in his own defense, that's Paul's real name. So, said in his own defense, neither against the Torah of the Yehudi, you say Jews, but there is no J, so you really can't call them Jews. There was no J in any language, remember? Neither against the Torah of the Yehudi, nor against the set apart place, nor against Caesar, did I commit any sin. I did not transgress the law. I did not transgress the Torah. I did not do this. It is a lie. Stephen, he says, false witnesses were saying he taught against the law. It's a lie. Now, Pat don't know it's a lie. You didn't know it was a lie, but you do now. It's a lie. They didn't teach against the law. Why weren't they all zealous for it in Acts 21? Why weren't they keeping it? Why is it in Isaiah chapter 66? How do you get that? Is my time up, brother?
About 2 minutes.
And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Those living oracles. There were next. That Stephen was talking about. If you do them, they'll give you life. They're not going to trick you against you. You've been tricked. Are you a man? Are you a human being? Did not Messiah say that he made the Sabbath for man? Mark 2:27-28. Anthropos, humans. He made it for you. You're human. The commandments given for 1,000 generations. I figured out how much 1,000 generations is. You know when that's going to end? A year about 45,000 or something. Y'all, this is only 2,000. We got about 43,000 years ago.
One day.
So, if you're a human and you want to follow Messiah and keep his Torah and you realize that you've been wrong, then we're going to meet tomorrow morning in my house. We're going to keep Shabbat the best we know how. Now, we do fall short. I don't build fires, but I am circumcised in the heart. I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to follow Messiah. Am I going to fall? Yes. But I'm going to still try. And then when I stand before Him the judgment day, He knows my heart and what I've tried to write on it. I've tried to put His name here. I've tried to put His Torah here. And in the last day when those angels come, and he says, go out and kill all those who don't have my Father's name on the forehead. Kill them all. Kill them all. I don't want you to be there. That's why I'm here tonight. I don't get paid to preach. I'm not like that. Or used to be. You get paid to preach? Did you used to? You never been.